If you walk into a room and can't remember why, it could be nothing or something more. If you confuse a familiar recipe, it could be a slip-up. Or it could be associated with amyloid plaque buildup in the brain. Amyloid is a protein that your body produces naturally, but a buildup in the brain could lead to memory and thinking issues. To see what may be behind your memory and thinking issues, talk to your doctor about getting a full assessment. It's never too early to start the conversation. Visit amyloid.com to learn more.
Every day as a small business owner feels like solving a puzzle. One moment you're cruising along, and the next, there's a shipping snag that has you scrambling. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So go ahead, surprise yourself. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Great to be with you on this Wednesday, April 29th of 2026. I am, if you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I brought my mask back out. I still have a bunch of masks, actually. I stocked up on masks. But I'm going to start wearing my mask again. Not as a political thing. Not as a hygiene thing. Not really for any reason other than fuck you. Stop bitching about when I told you to wear a mask 6 years ago during COVID. I posted something on my Facebook page yesterday. By the way, please go ahead and like the Facebook page. I posted this. I just saw this picture. I thought it was interesting. How do you grow up listening to punk and hip hop and still end up a bootlicker? So I put that on my Facebook page. And I got coming from the guy who wore a mask in his car. So here's why I'm so triggered by that. First of all, I'm an asshole. Okay? I'm a dickhead. And when people were yelling at me for yelling at them to wear a mask, I made funny jokes like I wear a mask in my car. But the way that it gets imputed into people's brains is you guys really think I was driving around wearing a mask in my car? No. I had two masks on and a shield. So let's get your facts straight if you're going to come at me with that. Harry says, I'm going to start wiping down my Amazon packages again. Yeah, I remember the first time we got groceries delivered. It was a bag of Doritos. I never more intently scrubbed anything in my entire life than that bag of Doritos. Now, I didn't care health-wise what kind of shit I was putting in my body, the Doritos, but, you know, you still wipe it down. So I'm going to carry on with this bit. I think the audio still sounds fine, which means the mask might not be doing that good of a job, but I'm wearing a mask for the entire show. And then I'm going to go pick up my kid and I'm going to wear a mask. You know, I saw somebody wearing a mask at the store yesterday. You know what I thought? Nothing. I thought that's her decision. And I don't know what she's got going on. Maybe she doesn't want to breathe the same air as the other people in the store. That makes sense to me. A lot of you people are gross. A lot of you people should be wearing a mask. Cover up that Dorito breath. All right. Got a couple things to talk about regarding sports. I did throw up the link if anybody is interested in jumping in. Want to start with the Brewers. Fun game last night. Brewers got the 13-2 win in what is going to be, I think, affectionately known as Spaghetti Night. Credit to those guys that brought in their own spaghetti. And they didn't like half-ass it. They brought in the spaghetti. They brought in the pasta. They brought in the bread that goes along with it. They sat up in the 400s, and they had a good time. So credit to those guys. I'm searching online to see if any Cubs fans or bloggers or whatever have stolen that yet. Or like shit on Brewers fans. Oh, you fucking losers eat spaghetti at the ballpark. Because I don't know what goes on at Wrigley for 81 games of the year. But somehow these Cubs fans always seem to know anything that happens at AmFam, the AmFam Funhouse. You know, I just realized is on the video, you can pretty much edit any words over me because my mouth, you can't see my mouth. You can see my baggy ass eyes, but you can't see my mouth. So Brewers won on spaghetti night and they brought the offense. It was an 8-run sixth inning for the Crew, and they did it in a very Crew way. So the inning starts, Frelick singles to center, Hamilton bunt to the catcher. Okay, he got on. So now you got two guys on. Ortiz bunts, should be out, but he's on first. Then Mitchell singles, so we turn the clock. And then I suddenly, when I was watching this last night, I suddenly went into, please don't hit a home run. Because if there's one thing I know about baseball, home runs are rally killers. They are. The Brewers do not have an 8-run inning if they pop a home run right away and clear the bases. There is something to be said for that. I would love to, if I ever get back in the press box, that'll be the question that I have for Murphy or whoever. Do you believe that home runs are rally killers? Because I think they are. There's a, like, the home run is like, we did it. We cleared the bases. It's a sense of accomplishment. And then it's like, oh, we got to get another guy on base. But if you keep moving, I really believe if there's like top five things I believe in sports, home runs are rally killers is on that list. So Mitchell singles, run comes home. Contreras singles, run comes home. Terang walks. Then Black singles, run comes home. Couple runs came home on Contreras. Bauer singles, two more score. And then that kind of was the rally killer. They did get Hamilton to get a ground rule double, but then the outs started coming in that inning. So a terrific inning, a fun inning, a fun night, a fun meme game. Mitch, aren't you on the air? Or is that not until noon? Is that not until noon? Jump on. I threw the link up. Harry says, Vogelbach's walk-off grand slam was a rally killer. The game ended. That's true. That means it's a rally killer. It's a rally killer. Game's over. Rally's over. Those Tuesday night games, I wish, I'm excited for when my kid gets a little older because I can't be going to Tuesday night games and get home at 9:30 and then start bedtime then. But those Tuesday night, Wednesday night games like tonight, man, you know what? Maybe we will go tonight. Why the fuck not? Maybe we will. I'll think about that. Maybe I'll go to the Brewer game tonight. It's fun. I like it when it's not full. When it's not full, it's a better time. That's why one thing I did like back in these days, Mask, was the sparse crowds. You could just like spread out and you had room and you didn't have to wait long in line. And now every time we go to the game, he wants to go and run up to the kids zone. And that's why the exhibition game I went to was so sweet, because he just went back in line over and over and over again. Otherwise, you waste half an inning waiting to roll a couple of, you know, balls up a fucking ladder or whatever the game is. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we will. I'm talking big. I'm not going to the game, obviously. I'm a loser and broke. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp, Rich and Gummies, Rich and Seltzers. And you can be too, because you get 25% off every single time that you use the code. The code is BART, B-A-R-T, happyplacehemp.com. Again, the code is BART, B-A-R-T, at happyplacehemp.com. When you get to checkout, it covers every product on that website. You can also go in and see the guys in Muskego. They're right across from Maddie's off College on College Court. And you can say hi and ask some questions and check out the product. Take a picture with the big knight that they have in there. I don't really know the story behind that. Actually, I do think they told me, and I probably asked the question and then didn't listen to the answer. That's like something. That's another skill I have as a radio professional. Oh, what do you think about the Packers draft? Blah 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 blah. Oh yeah, great. Anyway, I'm sure somebody heard it.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Let's talk groceries, specifically your groceries, with Instacart. You want your groceries just the way you like them, right? Well, the Instacart app lets you do just that. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
The Packers draft, by the way, I think it was good. I mean, it's the Wednesday after the draft, and I feel like the draft conversation has died down. Now, again, they took a kicker, so that's going to get you some conversation. But, you know, you take a kicker. Everything else seemed fine. They didn't have a first-round pick. They covered needs. They took guys that maybe were higher on the board or the sheet you saw than where the Packers got them. So it seems like good value, but how do you know? How do you know? I don't know. What I would like to know is we don't see the mock drafts, or we don't see the big boards of these teams. We see the mock drafts of reporters and journalists and, you know, scout. We don't know that our boards match up with the leagues. Now, I know they call these guys and try to get intel, but there's a lot of smoke screens around the draft. A lot of it is just, I'll say this, and it's not what I mean. I mean, there's teams that don't even talk to the guys that they want to draft because they don't want any sort of tip to be given. So I don't know. Oh, what a reach. Was he? Reach from what? So I mean, I know it's fun to follow along and be like, wow, that guy's available. And for the most part, you know, if you watch college football, like what guys are good. But it's a lot of, I know all these guys are good, and then it's 20 linemen on both sides of the ball sprinkled in there. You don't know what you're looking at. I don't know. Oh, that lineman's good. Here's the tape of him blocking a guy. Oh, sweet. So I don't know. The draft has come and gone, and with it has the conversation. I am excited to see the Packers rookies in camp. I'm excited to see what they look like. I talked with Grant a little bit at the end of yesterday. Like and subscribe wherever you get your pods. But yeah, I don't, not that I'm super jacked up every time it's April anyway, but I think the season, and with the Packers nature, it's like restarting the video game. I'm not going to super get into it. Probably when they play the Bears, you know, that'll be a big week because I can't handle the Packers and Bears or any Chicago Milwaukee rivalry anymore. I've referenced them twice now already, so I'll probably get into those. But other than that, like I will get into it. I'll watch every game. I'll schedule my whole week around it. But I feel like we know what the end result is. It's the same with the late Rodgers years. We knew what the end result was going to be. We knew they weren't going to a Super Bowl again. So how much do you enjoy the journey? But we'll see how that plays out in due time. Speaking of Rodgers, some Rodgers news. The Steelers have placed a seldom used unrestricted free agent tender on Rodgers. So what this does is it gives the Steelers the right to receive. Tim, what this does is it gives the Steelers the right to receive a compensatory draft pick if Rodgers signs somewhere else. And it also limits his ability to sign with another team. So they have exclusive negotiating rights for Rodgers if he doesn't sign with another team sometime in the end of July, either a designated date, the 22nd, or the first day of Pittsburgh's camp. the condition is Rodgers can say, okay, I'll come back. He gets a 10% raise off last year's salary. So then he would be getting about, he played for about 13 M's last year. So he'd be getting about 15 M's this year for Aaron Rodgers. He's got to come back. He's got to come back. You cannot have McCarthy and Rodgers a reunion so close and then Rodgers dip out. He's got nowhere to go. I mean, I know he's married, but I don't know what his post-football career is going to be like. I don't think he does either. I'm going to be pissed. Like I'll be personally mad if Rodgers doesn't play when he has a chance to team up with Mike McCarthy. And I know they brought in Drew Aller and they've still got Will Howard. Get Aaron Rodgers in there. You want to see that. Geno Smith wants Russell Wilson with him at the Jets. Wow. What a team up that would be. That's like when me and Chuck get together and do these podcasts. Oh, I remember when those two guys worked together and we're good. I don't know what I'm looking at now. I kid, with all due respect to Chuck and myself. I did want to talk about the NBA draft lottery thing. I don't know what the hell they're doing. This NBA draft lottery. It's like the playoffs are going on, and the playoffs are interesting. You have the Thunder that have already moved on. You have the Spurs that have already moved on. Those are to be expected. The Sixers, I didn't see them winning game 5, so that was interesting. Boston's up 3-2 on them. Knicks are back up 3-2 on the Hawks. Cavs Raptors play tonight. They're tied at 2. Pistons lead the Magic. They should wrap that up. That's on Prime Video, so I'm not going to watch it. They're up 3-1. Nuggets still trying to crawl back against the Wolves, who are decimated with injuries. And then the Lakers and Rockets. Lakers had a chance to close it out the other night. Maybe they do tonight. But the playoffs are interesting. And you're going to have some compelling second-round matchups. Spurs versus Timberwolves or Nuggets. Thunder probably versus the Lakers. Pistons against the Cavs or Raptors. Both all geographically close to each other. Could be interesting there. Maybe the Knicks take on the Celtics. That'd be a big one if both teams are able to hang on. Buffalo! Ah, the Sabres last night. I thought they were going to do it. They lost in overtime, but they're up 3-2 against the Bruins. So you have the playoffs going on, and yet the NBA discussion is centered around the draft lottery. I think the amount of conversation and effort they're putting into this NBA draft lottery, I think it's a loser mentality. We should be focused on the teams that are winning right now. Instead, everyone's talking about what happens for the teams that are losing. I don't think you stretch this out. I don't even think you need to do anything. Just give everybody who misses the playoffs the same odds at a pick. You all miss the playoffs. You get the same odds. Because then it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're not going to try to lose harder. You're not going to sit. It doesn't matter. If you're out of the playoffs, you get a pick. You get the same odds. I don't know why that's so hard. I feel like either these leagues get bored or these leagues, people, like, why do we always make things more complicated than they are? We always do it. We always do it. And the NBA is doing it in this case. So let me give you some of the parameters about what they want to do. They've disclosed to the managers, the general managers, about their new anti-tanking draft reform. I'm going to read this. They're dubbing it the 3-2-1 lottery. So this includes, and I've got The Athletic. I subscribe to The Athletic, and they've got all their newsletters are awesome. The Bounce. So I'll show you as I'm talking, again, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I'll show you the graphic that I'm essentially lifting from them, but I did credit them. And there it is. And I would write credit The Athletic under it, but then it would cover up whatever. So as I'm talking, if you're a visual learner, you can see it. If you're on the audio, I would just pull over to the side of the road and scratch this out on a loose piece of paper. Okay. You got to kind of see this to understand what the hell is even going on. So here's what they would want to do. The 3-2-1 lottery proposal, named to represent the number of lottery balls per team, would expand the lottery from 14 teams to 16 teams. Teams that do not qualify for the play-in tournament but stay out of the relegation zone. You can't use that word. You're not promoting or relegating anybody. That's a shitty word to use. Those are spots 4 through 10. So see what we're looking at here? See what we're looking at? They get 3 balls. So if you don't qualify for the play-in tournament and you stay out of spots 4 through 10, you get 3 balls. Teams with a bottom 3 record, the relegation area, would only have 2 balls, but have a floor of the 10 pick, the 12 pick. I'm just reading this and I don't understand it. Let me just read it. Let me just read what it says. The 3-2-1 lottery proposal, named to represent the number of lottery balls per team, would expand the lottery from 14 to 16 teams. Teams that do not qualify for the playoffs or play in tournament but stay out of the relegation zone, spots 4 through 10, would receive 3 lottery balls each. Teams with a bottom 3 record, the relegation area, would only have 2 lottery balls but have a floor of the number 12 pick. And the rest of the 13 lottery teams could fall as far as the number 16 pick. Okay, so they're going to reward, you're going to have the most balls if you're 4 through 10. So if you lose the play-in games, you get 1 ball. If you make it to the play-in tournament, you get 1 ball and lose. The 9th and 10th seeds in each conference then get 2 balls. Everybody down to the worst 3 get 3 balls. So they're going to punish you? Oh, my God. So they're going to make you, if you have the 3 worst records in the NBA, you'll get 2 balls instead of 3. But they'll say in there, you can pick no lower than 12. So you're not going to have the worst record in the league and pick 16th. They said, no, that's too extreme. Cut it off at 12. And then the teams that have the best, who came up with this? Who came up with this and why was it come up upon? What the fuck? This is really dumb. So what they're imagining is that there's going to be games in early April. Who are the teams this year? I'll just say like the Jazz and the Wizards. And instead of both trying to lose, they're suddenly going to try really hard to win so that they can earn themselves an extra ball in the draft lottery. I got to take the mask off for this. Look, this is such bullshit. This is so stupid. This is so stupid. In the grand scheme of life, I understand this is irrelevant. And 500 years from now, who cares? I understand. So I'm not getting bent out of shape about one particular thing. I guess I'm half doing that. I'm also half like, this is the way that things are run in this world, where it's so complicated. It's so stupid. Jesse, I think your message got cut off a little bit. But he says, one skill I have in my back pocket is writing public policy. That was my day job for a few years after college. One day I was one-on-one with our program manager, the real boss. I told him, don't we have to protect the taxpayer from people trying to abuse the system? He says, of course we have to try, but we can't let a few bad apples stop us from writing policy to help the most possible. NBA is letting a few bad apples call them to make, cause them to make bad policy. That's, I don't know if it gets cut off. I've never had anybody write a message that long before. Thank you. It's very nice. And it helps, benefits the show. By the way, if you ever want to leave a voicemail, you can. 402-915-BART. 402-915-2278. Those are brought to you by Carl's Place. I know you know exactly in your house or your place of business or your work or a shared space. I know exactly where you know where that golf simulator is going to go. Check out the link in the bio. But this is what this is. They are trying. I swear to you, without knowing anything about this, I swear to you, they had a meeting, and someone in the meeting said, imagine two teams that have lost suddenly trying to win, playing against each other. It'll be like a mini playoff before the playoffs. The possibility of that happening is so minute that the lengths to get that language put into action is so stressful and so stupid. This truly is, like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in sports. This is just ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I do not understand. Adam Silver's done this a lot. So teams are either getting an 8% chance, a 5% chance, or a 2.7% chance. No team could win the top pick in consecutive years or win three consecutive top five picks. The league would have expanded disciplinary authority to regulate tanking by having the option to reduce teams' lottery odds or modify draft positions if they still thought you were trying to tank. There's an obvious answer to all of this. There's an obvious answer to all of this. Shorten the season. But they won't do it. They won't do it, and I understand why they won't do it. I understand why they won't do it. Shorten the season, because what are you going to take it? What are you going to take it down to? 65 games? Adam Silver's favorite number, 65 games. Eric, love you too. Yeah, it's very dumb. You're not, NBA doesn't make sense. They make basketball games. The problem is the 82 games that they have are not the same. There's a lot of games when guys are hurt because they're playing a lot faster. I do believe that is a big problem. Is the NBA is no longer these. We keep adding games. Like the way that football's being played now, they should probably only play the 14 games that they used to. You're adding more games as people are getting better at the sport, faster, stronger. The sport's being played quicker, which means there's going to be more sudden movement, which means there's going to be harder hits when they're allowed to happen, which means ankles are going to twist more and Achilles are going to blow out more. Like with Dante, that's the stress of a long season. You don't need basketball to be October through April, but they're also not going to give away. I mean, think of how much money comes into Fiserv on a given night. The tickets, the food, the parking. I don't like paying $50 to park. I feel like the limit to park should be 20, maybe 30 bucks. 30 bucks to park. You gotta pay $50 to park if you want to park in that lot. I know. I use a lot of the free parking too. I like to, Cherry is a good street to park on. Sometimes I'll park next to Red Arrow and just huff it a little bit. I have no problem with that. But when I'm with my kid, I'm not dragging them 9 blocks. Unless I just drop them off and be like, fend for yourself for a half hour. Daddy's got to save $50 on parking. And then I always got to buy him a toy. I mean, I don't have to. There are other parents, but I have one kid and I'm a pushover. So he's got a lot of Bucks branded shit just in the house. Wow, this is the coolest necklace ever. Yeah, okay, wear it tonight and then never again. You know, the big ones. Oh, I got this Dame squishy. Yeah, well, he's out now. What are you going to do with it? I don't know. Put it in the drawer with all the other fucking squishies. Got a lot of them. I should show you the squishy collection. I got to show you too. Right now, we got the MLB helmets are on the TV in standing order of this current moment in time for the 2026 season. We've got NFL pennants that were just spread across the dining room floor in order of last year's standings. That happened this morning before school. And then we also have, making like a T shape, we have the NBA pennants going up and down in order of his 2K franchise, which he plays on easy. We've been heavy on the WWE franchise lately, but all he's playing is the Royal Rumble. We don't play anything else. We didn't create a wrestler. We didn't start a GM. We didn't do anything. Maybe I'll put him to bed tonight, and that's what I'll do. No Brewer game tonight. I'll put him to bed, and then I'll do a create a wrestler. Can they let you wear masks in the game? I got to keep the bit going. Put the mask back on. Keep the bit going. So that's that. That's that. But this is just another, they're envisioning, the NBA is envisioning this crazy scenario where these two teams that are losers are suddenly going to like start winning at the end and playing for this extra ball. The incentive is not great enough, I don't think, for that to even happen. I don't, because then you're not guaranteeing anything. You're just changing your percentage from 5% to 8%. That's minuscule. In fact, it's 3% change. And the biggest issue that I always push back with people when we're talking draft and tanking, the NBA doesn't seem to get this either. In most cases, the guys on the team do not care about the draft position. Like, you look at the Mavs, okay, Cooper Flagg might be like, yeah, I want a number one pick here next year because I'm going to be here for a while, you think. But then the veterans, like Clay, he doesn't know. He's not going to go out there and try harder. I got to, A, get another guy on a team I might not be on, or get better odds so that this team can draft a guy who's just going to come and replace me. These players, they don't think the same way as fans, because we are guaranteed to be a fan of our team that we're a fan of right now. You don't change allegiances. Sure, it happens. Maybe I've changed allegiances. I was a big Cubs fan. Can I say this? I was a big Cubs fan as a kid, and I was a big Brewers fan because the Brewers were in the American League and the Cubs were in the National League. Okay? So I had two teams. They never played each other. The only way was in spring training, or if they did an exhibition beforehand, or the World Series, which obviously was never going to happen. And then when they switched, I was what, 10? I mean, that's a long time. I put a lot of my childhood years into the Chicago Cubs. I have a lot of Andre Dawson cards. I got a lot of Ryan Sandberg cards. I got a lot of Mark Grace cards. I got a lot of those guys because they were my guys, along with Paul Molitor and Rob Deere. You see behind me, and Robin Yount and BJ Surhoff and Gary Sheffield and Pat Listash, I loved, Rookie of the Year. Teddy Higuera, a favorite of mine. But the moment it came in conflict, I abandoned the Cubs. It wasn't even a decision for me. It was just, oh, the Brewers and the Cubs now, you have to make a choice. Before I even could think about having to make a choice, the choice was made for me. I'm not a Cubs guy anymore. I can't like both. And there's a lot of these people that grow up in Wisconsin, specifically the southern parts, who did that too. They watched a lot of Cubs. And, when the Braves left, we know, and then the Cubs filled a hole for people, and they watched games with their grandpa or whatever. But, I mean, you know how crazy this is? It's like people in Houston still rooting for the Titans. Or no, it's like people in Houston, Texas, having the Titans move, then becoming Cowboy fans to fill the gap, and then the Texans come, and they're saying, no, I'm a Cowboys fan. No, you bail. You bail. Sports is about your hometown team, okay? Sports is about your hometown team. You root geographically. The reason I like the Sabres in hockey, the reason I like West Ham in the Premier League, is because I wasn't going to root for any city with my rivals in it. And also, they were like the most Wisconsin-y kind of team. The Sabres history is kind of lockstep with the Brewers a little bit. West Ham, the guy tells me when I'm trying to pick a team, he goes, oh, you could like West Ham. They're my favorite team. They're never that bad, but they're never that good. I go, Wisconsin.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is $2.50, so you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I think we need to stop allowing people to get away with being a Cubs and Packers fan. I think that needs to go away. I'm going to take my mask off in case I clip this. The people that like both the Cubs and the Packers, that grace period needs to be over. You are no longer allowed to do that. If you like the Packers, you like the Brewers. If you like the Cubs, you like the Bears. We've let you go on with this fuckery for far too long. You're not special. You're not unique. We all watch games with our grandpas. Figure it out. This is 2026. You have your own life. You have your own free will. Root for the teams that you're forced to root for geographically. The Cubs and Packers shit is nonsensical. It's nonsensical. It's nonsensical. I just got a text from somebody that said, why am I wearing a mask in my basement? I'll respond. Someone shit on me on Facebook about wearing a mask in my car 6 years ago. So I am leaning into it dome. Yeah. Yeah. Plus it covers up whatever I got fucking going on here. COVID, we don't like remember how much people that killed. But don't you think I was not a little pleased that I had an excuse to never leave my house and cover up half my face? Don't you think I didn't take advantage or find a silver lining amidst that horror? So yeah, I don't think that Cubs and Packers fans, I don't think we should allow it anymore. And there is going to be a cutoff. Like there's a specific age. I'm in that kind of age. And I think that age extends, maybe 28 to 45. You're not going to have kids these days growing up as Cubs and Packers fans. Or you might. Because then these people like me are going to be dads. And then they're going to have their kids root for. Like my kid instinctually knows who to root for. If it's got Milwaukee in front of him, he goes, who do we like in hockey? I said, well, we don't really have a hockey team here. I like the Sabres. I said, well, we have the Admirals though. They're in the AHL. He goes, I love the Admirals. He doesn't know anything about them. He won't go to a game. Did the Wave win the championship or did they lose? I don't even know. MASL winner, Wave San Diego. Who won? I hope it's the wave. I'm going to find out live. Oh, the soccer's won. Son of a biscuit. How many titles have Wave Milwaukee won? They've won 7 league championships. Wow. The last one was in 2019. I was at that game in 2019. I was at that game. My son is going to be a Bears and Brewers fan. Yeah. I'll take that as a joke, but how many of those exist? How many Bears and Brewers fans exist? None. Because it's ridiculous. And it's stupid. And you're like, why would that be a thing? But somehow Cubs and Packers, there's this whole lineage of why it works and it all makes sense and ricky ticky ticky and blue blue blee and blow blow blow. I'm trying to find the video of when I went to see the Wave win a championship. I'm going to find that for you and then I'm going to sign off. Wave championship 2019. Man, that was May 5th. Okay, May 5th, 2019. I probably came down to Milwaukee living in Fond du Lac to go to more Wave games than I did Brewers games. Isn't that crazy? All right, here's when they won. I got it. The exact moment that they won in 2019. I just got to put it on my desktop. This is not worth the payoff. If you've dipped and are like, I'll come back later and see if that was worth it. I'm sorry that it was not. I do have my deepest apologies. But if you're a Wave fan, I can post this video for you and you can enjoy it. Here's the moment. That was 2019. I don't know. I know there's confetti and stuff and the players seem into it, but I thought like the fans, because it was really, really weird. It was really weird because I think half the fans were there in like my capacity. Half the fans were there in my capacity where it was like, oh, the waiver and the title. I used to see them back in the day. Let's go. It just doesn't feel like this is a championship celebrating crowd. I mean, people are waving. That guy's really cool. Is that the main keeper or back? Oh, the backup keeper. Breaking Bucks news, the Bucks are going to the California Classic Summer League in Sacramento, where they play the Kings, Warriors, and Nets on July 4th, 5th, and 6th. The Chase Center is also going to host California Classic games, but not the Bucks. Wow. Bucks Summer League, California Classic. July 4th, what a way to celebrate America 250. Yeah. No fireworks. Maybe Winklerverse trip. All right, we're breaking down Bucks preseason schedule. I think it's time to get on with my day, your day as well. Always great to be with you into the Winklerverse. Thanks to everybody for participating in whatever way you chose to do so. Just a Bart episode today. Just a Bart episode. It's good to do that every now and then to make you remember that I'm the fucking main event. And also it's good exercise, you know? It's good exercise. So expect a video of me wearing this in my car shortly. That's what I'm going to work on next. This is the life I lead, folks. This is the life I lead. And I'm so happy you're along for the ride. Thanks, as always, for stopping into the... Oh, my title says NCAA Tournament Expansion. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go to 76 teams. I will have an answer to this very soon, the tailgate. I will have an answer to this very soon. The date I had, I don't think we're going to do anymore. It's probably going to be a weekday. I'll have an answer to that very soon, when the tailgate will be. The NCAA is going to expand to 76. You can't have people fill out happy brackets. So I guess you're going to have to get your bracket in by Tuesday. That's the way I would run it. They come out Sunday. You do it right away anyway. I need my bracket by Tuesday. You're not having one of these. You gotta pick those games now. You got to start picking those games. It's too much. We keep adding to shit that is better when it's not. You know? Shit. All right. We got all these perfect little families. You keep adding one more kid, and the whole thing gets thrown apart. All right. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. Normally I smile here, but can you see with my eyes I am doing it?